Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. I'm Charles James, your host this evening. Tonight's topic is film, and we'll be talking about the Philadelphia Film Festival, which begins on October 22nd and runs through Sunday, November 1st. My guest tonight is the artistic director of the film festival, Michael Lerman. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this year, it seems like you may have a few more films. I noticed that there appear to be 16 to 24 films a day at 4 to 5 different screens, some of which are co-located. How many films in total are you showing this year at the festival?
I think it's 130. I was doing a count today. I think it's 130.
I mean, is that up substantially from last year?
Let me think. Last year, I think we had 92 features and 25 shorts, so it's up a little bit.
Yeah, looking through the schedule, it appeared that there are many films that are being shown just one day this year, one time.
We've always done that with kind of the centerpieces, and there's a handful of others we're doing, but we try to not do it. It's dependent on the deals we make with the studios, but also what makes sense for the film. And some films, it makes sense to just do one big show in the prints and do 500 seats at one time versus two shows that are about the same equivalent. So it's all about scheduling too. It's all about, you know, talent availability and stuff. So
in the guide, you note it's because of your programming team that you have this amazing set of films this year, almost too many gems for even the most ambitious movie seer to see in 10 days. And so you have to.
I've been working on schedule. Like, you know, I make a schedule for my mom every year, for example, and it's hard to fit in all the things that I really love. So that's exciting. It's a good problem to have. Yeah, I would encourage moviegoers more than ever to take time off work and buy a badge and come to 5 movies a day, because there's so many good ones this year.
The different categories you have, again, are similar from past years. Centerpiece is one of the categories. From the Vaults, Spotlights, Masters of Cinema, World Narratives, Spanish Language Stories, and New French Films are two different, each different categories. American Independence, Greater Filmadelphia, Documentary, Sight and Soundtrack, Graveyard Shift, and Feast is a new one this year.
Yeah, we wanted to do something kind of celebrating all the great food films this year, so we lumped them together. It's interesting because every year you go in with these categories and you kind of have an idea of what you're doing, but I don't like to program to the categories. I like to just take the best films and then see where they seem to make sense. So, you know, Masters of Cinema, for example, was a category. I think last year it was 7 films. This year it's something like 15 or 16. It just depends on what makes sense with that year's crop of films. So,
you used to have a lot more Asian films, and I noticed that there's now an Asian American Film Festival in Philadelphia. Is a film Philadelphia Film Society associated with that?
We are not. I think they do great work, but we're not associated with them. But I would argue that this year we do have quite a few good Asian films in the program, two of which are in the Feast category, actually. But there's a handful of really good stuff from Asia. So I don't know the exact numbers compared to other years, but I think that we still have a pretty solid Asian selection. But those guys do a lot of great work with the Asian American stuff. So
one of the Feast films is a documentary called King George about Le Bec Fin in Philadelphia.
Yeah, about George Perrier, the famous Philadelphian chef. He's such an amazing character. This is one of these great Philadelphia stories that can travel to other cities based on his character alone, and on the story of his kind of closing Le Bec Fin. But I think that also it's great to have this great hometown screening. So.
So it could almost fall in a couple of different categories that you have there. So many different things also in Greater Filmadelphia. I noticed that there's, for a second year, you're featuring a film showing the controversial demise of a legend. And last year's Happy Valley focused on Penn State's Joe Paterno. And this year's film, The Program, a biopic on Lance Armstrong.
And it's interesting. I like how you call it the controversial demise. I think Lance Armstrong is still kind of, he's present in our minds, and he's, you know, he did things after that. It's just the controversy is really difficult. But this is a great look on it. It's a great kind of peering into that story, and Stephen Frears puts together an exciting biopic. So,
I mean, Happy Valley, you know, was more than just about Joe Paterno, but you know, all the what happened with sex abuse of Jerry Sandusky there last year, and the filmmaker was at the showing of that. This particular one, the program, a biopic on Lance Armstrong, this is more of less of a documentary, but based on his life. Is that correct?
I would say it's even less a biopic and more of a story about the controversy. It doesn't really span his whole life like a traditional biopic would, but it is an exciting story. It's you know, it's got intrigue and it's got thriller elements to it. So there is something very exciting about watching it.
And right after that, on the first Saturday of the festival on October 24th, is a French film by director Jacques Audiard called Dupin. That looks like it gained much recognition at this year's Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, I mean, it won the major award, the Palme d'Or at Cannes. It's about Sri Lankan immigrants moving to Paris and the difficulties that they have. It's a little film for Jacques Audiard, just in terms of there's no stars in it, and it's a kind of more intimate story than some of his other films, but it's still an incredible piece of work and a really powerful piece of work. It's really startling how incredible it is. So I highly recommend it.
On the second weekend, there will also be a special appearance by political documentarian and provocateur. Let's listen to this clip of the film Where to Invade Next, and then we'll come back and discuss it.
USA! Yeah!
I have invaded your country.
No.
To steal your great idea.
Unbelievable.
Is this the great big penis competition?
I love this. I would have ketchup on everything.
I'm going to just plant the American flag right here in your living room. Is that okay?
So this is going to be a closing night party with political documentarian, maybe that's and provocateur, Michael Moore, who's going to be in attendance with an optional costume party afterwards at the Prince Theater.
Yeah. It's interesting. We're kind of negotiating between this important political film and Halloween. But, you know, it's a fun film. It's a crowd pleaser. His films are always, they're hilarious and brilliant and thought-provoking. And this one is a little less confrontational, which is really interesting, and I think will make it a little bit more accessible. It's less about the problems in this country and more about the great things we can gain from other countries. So it's interesting to watch him do something in that context, a little more journalistic, which is nice. So.
It's hard to imagine him being less controversial.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's a level of maturity, but I think, you know, the controversial stuff I think is really great in its own way and is an important political tool, but I think that also there's something to be said for kind of stepping back and letting information play out itself, and there's a lot of that in this film, which is really nice.
You're tuned to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. I'm Charles James, your host this evening, talking with Michael Lerman of the Philadelphia Film Festival, which runs October 22nd through Sunday, November 1st, and talking about Where to Invade Next, Michael Moore's first film in 6 years.
Which is interesting because he was on this track of, you know, he did Sicko, and then Capitalism was very, very kind of gag-heavy and had some really vicious attacks in it, which is great. I mean, he's good at that work, but this is very much more interested in the information than setting anything up.
And you're showing this one at two locations simultaneously. I guess it's a special admission to the one where he's going to be speaking at the Prince Theater?
He'll actually be at both of them. The thing we're doing is that we used to do opening night in an 800-seat theater and closing night in an 800-seat theater. We're doing an overflow screening. So we're doing one that's off sale already, that's in the Prince Theater, and then we're doing another in the Ritz, and he'll be stopping by both. So
let's talk about the venues. This year, the Philadelphia Film Society has purchased the Prince Theater, which is a gorgeous place. It's been part of the festival for over 10 years?
Yeah, we're very proud of it. It's been part of the festival since it opened. So
has acquiring the prints affected the mission of the Philadelphia Film Society?
Well, we've definitely shifted the mission a little bit because we're happy to be a place that can provide resources for other forms of art. But I think that the primary mission for us is always about film and bolstering the film culture in Philadelphia. And now that we have three screens that we can work with year-round, it's been great to be able to do it in that capacity. So,
at the Roxy Theater, you have two theaters that are... is one of those being renovated right now?
No, they're both open.
So that's a place where you can do more experimental things with film. Is that correct? So you have a lot of different theme things that are happening there throughout each month?
Yeah, we've been doing some year-round programs and some one-off screenings and a lot of retro work. It's been a lot of different stuff at the Roxy, which is really great. And actually, as we speak, I'm preparing November, December with my team. So we have some really great stuff coming up. We've been running our Passport to World Cinema program, which is a kind of extension of the work we do at the festival, which is really great. And then we've been doing also our Filmadelphia program, which is also an extension of the local work we do at the festival. And we have a Saturday morning special program for kids. So we have a lot of great stuff going on there. We have a graveyard shift program, which is just like the genre program we do in the festival. We like to extend out the different strands of PFF for PFS programming.
Well, let's take a short break, and then we'll be back to talk more with Michael Lerman of the Philadelphia Film Festival.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
We're back here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. I'm Charles James talking with Michael Lerman of the Philadelphia Film Festival. He's the artistic director. I know that you're showing just some amazing films every year. It's a great way, a festival is a great way to discover film and share the experience. Festival goers get to vote on each film. Do you recall if the audience award film in past years surprised the society?
I don't know. I think that we're always, you kind of have a sense of it because you can read crowds. And one of the great things about my job is I get to kind of go around and see people react to all the work we've done. You spend all these months kind of in a box just watching things and hoping they'll work and not knowing how people react to them. And then at the last minute, you get this great opportunity to look at everything with other people, and that's really exciting. So it's never really 100% a surprise, but it's always a nice little boost for the film that we believed in.
Well, as we continue to review some of this year's films that are showing at the Film Festival, October 22nd through November 1st, let's listen to a clip from The Lobster.
Have you ever been on your own before?
No, never.
Your last relationship lasted how many years?
12.
Sexual preference?
Women.
Any children?
No.
And the dog?
This is my brother. He was here a couple of years ago, but he didn't make it.
Good morning. 44 days left. Breakfast is served.
As you understand from your brother's experience,
if you fail to fall in love with someone during your stay here, you'll turn into an animal.
Would you like to dance? Mind if I join you?
It's no coincidence that the targets are shaped like single people and not couples.
Have you thought of what animal you'd like to be if you end up alone?
Yes, a lobster.
A lobster is an excellent choice.
This is a quirky comedy that maybe a dark comedy.
Yeah, I mean it's all of those things and so much more. It's really one of the gems in the festival. It's by Yorgos Lanthimos, who made a film called Dogtooth that I think a lot of people really responded to. We're really excited to have it. It's his biggest film yet. It's interesting because it reminds me of the work of Charlie Kaufman, who obviously has co-directed our opening night film in the way that it's just a lot of ideas. It's a lot of really, really fascinating ideas. So it's incredibly thought-provoking. It's dark. It's hilarious. It's amazing on a lot of levels. So we're excited to do it. We're doing only one screening. It's already, the only way you can get in still is to buy a badge. So I recommend looking into that.
Oh, is that one sold out already?
Yeah, I mean, it's off sale. We'll have some rush tickets the day of, but yeah.
So this is a jury prize winner at Cannes.
Yes.
Where did you all discover this one?
I saw it at Cannes. I was actually at the gala premiere. It was my first ever black tie screening in Cannes. So
this one went fast. It was on my list, but I may have to look at other options. And there are so many of them. There's a documentary.
Don't get in with a badge.
Yes, and that's a consideration. Oh, yeah. And people can go online to check out. What is the website people should go to find out more about how to get their badge, how to make reservations?
You want to go to www.philadelphia.org/festival.
And by going to Facebook, they can go to Phila Film Society on Facebook.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.org is the website. It's a good idea to stay in touch with what's happening on social media in case films do sell out or there's schedule changes or unexpected things happen. So you do put in some late changes in the festival. Do you have any that you would like to mention that may not have made the guide yet?
Yeah, we have added a full Charlie Kaufman retrospective to go along with his visit for opening night. So both Charlie Kaufman and Duke Johnson, who co-directed Anomalisa, which is our opening night film, which is a really, really incredible and unique piece of cinema that I highly recommend to any viewer. It's emotional, it's funny, it's brilliant and beautiful in so many different ways. But Charlie Kaufman, who, of course, is the genius behind Being John Malkovich and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, we're doing a full retrospective of his work. So go to the website and take a look out for that if you're interested in coming to see any of his old work.
One of the documentaries that you're showing this year is on Mavis Staples, and she performed recently in Bethlehem at the Sands Event Center. It's just a real dynamo, and she's featured in a documentary this year. Let's play a clip from that one, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Now, we've come this evening to bring you some joy, some happiness, inspiration, and some positive vibrations.
I know a place.
I don't think anybody's ever heard a voice like Mavis.
If you're walking around thinking that...
Growing up in a black household in the 60s and the 70s, the Staples singers are part of my family soundtrack.
We were just family, you know, sounding like family.
With Mavis leading the way, the Staples singers and Pray On.
The Staples were Chicago gospel pioneers. Very few gospel singers took an interest in civil rights.
And I'm determined to go all the way until Dr. King's dream has been realized.
She's not just about chasing hits and being famous and being popular. She's a messenger.
Says you can watch the sun, see how steady she runs. Don't let it catch you with your
work. I know that we have been around the world and we're on stage, but I am Mavis, everyday people.
The film is called Mavis. This was, I guess, got some recognition at South by Southwest.
Yeah, and I mean, it's obviously about an amazing character. She's like a force of nature. And it's great because it's a real crowd pleaser and her life is really inspiring and her music is really inspiring. And that's the kind of thing we look for in our site and soundtrack section, our music section. So it's exciting to be bringing it. And director Jessica Edwards will be here with us to answer questions. So that'll be exciting. Yeah.
So the festival runs from October 22nd to November 1st. There's so many choices, and as artistic director, what would you consider some highlights that people should consider when they come to the festival?
I mean, I think we've gone over a lot of them already. I would consider, you know, what I would say is it's hard to just pick out a few as me because I love so many of them. I love 130 movies in the program. That's why they're in the program. But one thing I would do is just kind of pick up the guide, find something that you're not sure you would ever be interested in, and then just go take a chance on it. Or go to two movies and leave a spot in the middle and go to whatever else is playing there and take a chance on it. Because for me, part of the joy of going to a film festival is discovering something. The other thing I would do is take a look at the competition slate, because we're very proud of our competition films, and those are often some of the most exciting and hidden gems in the program. And so I would try to watch all the competition movies. If you're coming in the second weekend, we announce on Saturday morning or late Friday night who won the competition, so you can take that information and come see the award winners. Those are the two big things I would do to try to pick some films out of the program.
So when do you announce the award winners?
At closing night. So it'll be at the Prince at 8 p.m. on Friday night.
And is there an opportunity to find these films afterwards? If you see a film and you love it, a lot of times they're difficult to purchase, maybe difficult to see, but does the internet make it easier for people to be able to access film than it used to?
I mean, yes, there are more streams of film available because you can get things on iTunes and you can get things on Netflix, and there are plenty of other streaming platforms. But also, you know, some of these films will be out in the theater, some of them will not, and I highly recommend taking the opportunity to take a look at them here, especially because we have a lot of directors coming in and there's a lot of really exciting stuff going on. We have a lot of big-name directors this year. Aside from the ones we've already mentioned, we have Gaspar Noé, who's a really controversial and amazing French filmmaker. He's got a new film called Love that's sexual and beautiful and pretty aggressive in its execution, and it was made in 3D. So we'll have the only 3D screening of this movie in the city. And it's one that you won't want to miss. And he'll be here for it. So that's really exciting. Todd Haynes, who's done lots of great work that we've been following for a long time, like Far From Heaven, is coming for his new film, Carol. So that's really exciting. And then we talked about some of the others. But, yeah, there's a lot of great directors here. There's a lot of great films that you won't see again, or you'll only be able to see on the small screen.
And would you consider the Danish film Men and Chicken to be one of those films that might be hard to find later on?
Well, it does have a distributor named Drafthouse Films who does some great work, and especially they'll often do some more edgy work like this. This film is probably the most unique film in the program. It's a very particular dark sense of humor. It's got some slapstick to it. It's beautiful in the way that it's beautiful in its kind of craziness and then structure, but it's also like grotesque in some ways and unlike anything I've seen before. But it's hilarious too. So,
and there's a marathon showing with the film Memory of Justice.
Yeah, I mean it's one of Marcelo Fools' masterpieces, and he's best known for making The Sorrow and the Pity, but this is the film he made after that, and it's a great essay document on the way we look at justice and collective guilt in for other countries. Anybody that's interested in The Sorrow and the Pity or interested in history or interested in World War II, I highly recommend coming to see this. It's a rare treat to be able to see it on the big screen, and it's something that's worth looking at. So,
also, I've noticed for another year that you were continuing to offer some free film. I guess the American Independence and Documentary Showcases are free films?
Yes, so those films are free. And it's great because we get to do our program PFF on Us, where we give back to the community and give an opportunity to see for some people that wouldn't normally be able to afford to come to the festival to come see some films. We want to try to give film to everyone. So there's that, and then there's a couple other films that we're doing for free. We're doing an outdoor screening of Life of Brian by Monty Python on Penn Campus, which will be an exciting kind of fun event. And then we're also doing this film, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the adaptation, which was made by three boys, three young friends who were just obsessed with Indiana Jones and with Raiders of the Lost Ark, and so they decided to do a shot-by-shot remake. and we're showing a documentary about them because they finally completed their film. They're now adults, but there was one scene they could never shoot because it would be too expensive. They finally completed the film, so we're showing the completed version for free. And then part of the documentary showcase program is a film called Raiders, which is a documentary about them completing it. So that'll be an exciting event as well.
So where else could you see that other than at a film festival? And
I know, right?
and the Philadelphia Film Festival running October 22nd through November 1st. Just so many great offerings, and I want to thank you for being my guest tonight on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Michael Lerman, Artistic Director of the Philadelphia Film Festival.
Thank you.